Blog Talk Radio.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Kenny Talk Experience. I am the one and only Kenny with Kenny Talk. Give it a round of applause for yourself because you know what you did. You made it to hump day, everybody. You made it to hump day. Only a couple more days before the weekend. Wrap it up. Shake it up for me. Shake it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. Represent. Hey, and I'm having a good time, everybody. It looks like it's a cloudy, rainy day in my area, right? So what I would like everybody to do, I would like everybody to relax, sit back, and get ready for an amazing show. I am the amazing Kenny Talk, right? That's me. And I got a show that you don't want to miss. If you haven't added us on Facebook as of yet, it's now under Kenneth DeMoss, but that's Kenny Talk DeMoss. That's the government name. They made me change it, but it's all good. We still going hard, right? Today's topic, can the woman he loves make a man want to change? That's what we're going to discuss tonight. We got an awesome show. We got, I got two Keeping It Real letters that I'm going to read today. Two, right? One was from Facebook and the other one was sent in. I'm going to tell y'all about it. I'm going to read one, you know, after the relationship truth of the week. Let's get ready to turn it all the way up into the relationship. Faster than you can say cat in the hat. It's Don Hall's radio.
All day, nigga.
That's us.
How long you niggas bob? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Nah, already know, I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house.
Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, huh, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Yes, we are back, everybody. It's about that time. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we got an awesome show for you today. Ladies, how many of you get... Nah, you know what? I ain't going to go there just yet. First and foremost, I got to go with... Let me do the relationship truth of today. Those that are new, those that are just joining us for the first time, we got a lot of first-time listeners, right? So big shout-out to all the first-time listeners out there. Here we go. The relationship truth is a little bit that I actually share on Facebook. I share it on Instagram. I share it everywhere I need to share it on my blog. Not my blog, my Tumblr. I got a Tumblr, everybody. I just started. It's under Kenny Talk, I think. I need to check with my peoples and see what we named it. But the relationship truth is a little bit of information that I sent out as a post that I seen. Things in relationships that make you go, make you look at things slightly different. In a way, but you may have never looked at it. So let's go ahead and jump right in. The relationship truth of the day goes as follows. It says, if you are pressuring your lover to make change in order to make you happy, you must admit to selfishly overlooking their happiness. I'm going to say it again. If you are pressuring your lover to change in order to make you happy, and I capitalize you, then you must admit to selfishly overlooking their happiness. I'm going to let that marinate just for a second. Think about it. I got some pretty good responses from that one. It was an overwhelming agreement to this one. Normally, I get a lot of pushback. I get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of dialogue. I'm not going to say pushback. I get a lot of dialogue, and I appreciate it, everybody. I really do. I really do. So if you are out there, this might apply to you. If you are out there in a relationship pressuring your lover to change in order to make you happy, then you must admit to selfishly overlooking their happiness. Let me dig into this a little bit because this is going to kind of tie into where we go on when we talk about change, right? We understand that many of us in our relationships, we look to our lover to make us happy in the relationship. That's what we do. That's just how we do it. But if you are focused on being happy by any means, which like a lot of women are, a lot of times you forget about your lover's happiness. A lot of times you forget about what your lover think, what they feel. Because you are so headstrong, you got your blinders on. You're moving towards, guess what? I want to be happy. I deserve to be happy. I've been through so much that I'm not accepting anything less. You know, I'm setting my expectations here and I'm not going to break them for anyone. And the reason why is because I deserve to be happy. But a lot of us are striving to be happy at our lover's expense. A lot of us feel like that our lovers should overlook their own happiness to make us happy because of the fact that we uttered those three words. I'm feeling you. Hey, you thought I was going to say I love you, didn't you? No, I'm feeling you. That's what we say. I'm feeling you is the beginning. Because I'm feeling you covers the fact that we want to have sex with you. I'm feeling you covers the fact that we want to kick it with you every now and then. I'm feeling you covers the fact that we want to date you. We want to be around you. So a lot of women look at it like, okay, if you're feeling me, then here's what I expect. You should be able to do what I expect. In other words. And that's just not real. But that's why we're here. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, and you're listening to Dollhouse Radio. In just a moment, we're going to jump right into the topic. The topic at hand. And I see y'all on Facebook in the inbox. Shout out to you. Big shout out to everybody in my inbox right now because they want to respond. They want to respond. They want to tell me what's up. They want to tell me what's on their mind. And I'm going to let you do it. Let's go. And you know, I always got to read the rebuttal, so I'm going to start with this young lady. Thank you so much. Check it out. She says, I don't feel like I pressure the one that I'm with in order to make changes to make me happy. I feel like a lot of the changes that I expect my lover to make are natural changes towards maturity. And if a guy is mature or on the road to maturing, then the changes that I expect should come automatically. How many of y'all want to say amen to that? That's a very good point. But here's what I say to you, sweetie. Thank you for writing into the Kenny Talk Experience. We nationwide, we everywhere. I'm not going to say your name, but I'll say where you're from. She is from Washington State. Yeah, I got friends everywhere. What's up, Washington? Check it out. Here's what I say to that, Washington. Who are you to set the standards or the expectations or the guidelines for maturity for a man? Who are you? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Right? Because if it's an expectation that you set and it's being followed by the person that you're with and the person that you're with is following it and he's happy to do so. Like I said, there is no right, there is no wrong, there's only what they will accept. And I agree. But for the most part, you can't say that this is what's considered a mature man. When you do that, you make a guy that really wants to be with you or that really likes you align himself to those standards, right? Whether he agree with it, whether he likes it, whether it makes him uncomfortable, right? No matter how far outside of his comfort zone, if he really likes you, he has respect for you, and he want to be with you, you will make him align. And when you make him align, just because he isn't complaining about it, just because he does it with a smile, it doesn't mean that he doesn't feel pressure to do it. And if and where there's pressure, there's a need for a release. And how do a lot of guys get their release? A lot of guys get their release going to the strip club. A lot of guys get their release talking to other women, having sex with other women. A lot of guys get their release simply just not being around you. It's a relaxing moment to not feel that pressure. So I got to write that down. That'll be a great relationship truth right there. And the relationship truth is what I send out daily. Just because a person does exactly what you want them to do or meets your expectations with a smile doesn't mean that they don't feel pressure doing it. They just don't let you know about it out of respect, or they don't want you to feel like, guess what? I'm reluctantly giving you what you expect. Because, ladies, you know, if you find out that a guy reluctantly gives you anything, you don't want it. You'll find someone that's happy to do it. And if a guy really likes you, he don't want you to do that. So we are discussing, for those that are just joining, thank you, Washington, for writing in. We are discussing change. Can the woman that a man loves make a man want to change? That's the topic of today. Can that happen? All right, a lot of people say yes, some people say no, right? But I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a moment because I want to talk to some of our callers. For those that want to make your words heard, give us a call at 646-595-4038. Dollhouse Radio's The Kenny Talk Experience. We call it the Real Relationship Talk Show. Can the woman that he loves make a man want to change? Let's dive in. So check it out. I want y'all to follow me with this. Whenever you first get into a relationship, automatically there's going to be a lot of representation happening. What do I mean? Kenny Talk, what do you mean by representation? Well, people are not going to really be themselves. They're not going to be in their comfort zone. They're going to be on their toes when they're around each other, because they're going to be making sure that they give off the message that they want to give, the perception that they want to give, the feeling that they want to give, the expectations that they want to receive. They're going to make sure all of that is aligned. That's what they're going to do. So if you're not inside of your comfort zone, then what happens is we start to fall and get comfortable with people that are outside of their comfort zone. We start to take that as the normal expectation. But what happens after a little bit of time passes, ladies and gentlemen, what happens? We start to slowly but surely revert to our comfort zone around the people that we are with. And when that does happen, guess what happens? Behaviors start to slightly change. Behaviors start to pop out or pop up that weren't popping out and popping up in the first stages of the relationship. So right at that point, you got somebody in their comfort zone. And a lot of times in the comfort zone, there are things that you might not like. Because you know why? They didn't bring it to the table in the beginning, so that's something new. But you don't understand that if this is something new, ladies, I need y'all to feel me on this. If this is something new that pops up or pops out when your lover is in their comfort zone, you have to understand that, guess what? If it's in his comfort zone, it's not new to him. It's just new to you. If it's new to you, but not new to him, you place your expectations that that needs to change or that needs to stop. What? What do you mean that needs to stop? That's who I am, sweetheart. But the big problem is, young fellow, you did not show that up front. So that's something extra that you bring into the table. So truth be told, the woman has a right to demand that you change it. Because you weren't man enough, you weren't honest enough to expose her to it from the beginning. To give her the opportunity to see, this is who I really am. So she wouldn't have failed for the person that you were representing. That you wanted to represent you. She wouldn't have failed for that if you wouldn't have did that. So she have every right. That's from a woman's perspective. Because I love my women. I need y'all to know that. I ride for y'all too. I do. I ride for y'all. So now let me speak about it from the fellas' perspective. For the women. If this guy is in his comfort zone and these behaviors that poke their head out when he's in his comfort zone, you asking him or demanding him to change is not going to happen overnight. He's not going to stop being himself cold turkey. So you have to understand it's going to take it's going to be a process. And if he decides not to change that, ladies, it don't mean that he don't love you. Speak on it. Who want to speak on it? Let me go to my inbox. Let me go to the phone lines. All right. Let me pull it up. Man, I love what I do. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. All right. I see several people, but I want to make sure. You know what? I got a special guest that wanted to call. And I'm going to make sure I pick him real quick. Let me make sure it's him, because I want to make sure I select the right person. Now, I normally call out the area code and the first three digits of the number. Right? But that's how I make sure. All right, let me go ahead and bring them on. Area code, let's try 205 from the home front. Area code 205-240. Area code 205-240. You're on the Kenny Talk Experience. Who's this speaking?
Hey, kids, this is none other than the motivator himself, Joshua J. Raven.
What's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Hey. How's everything?
Hey, man, everything is super good. Thank you for joining us tonight, man. We got a lot of new listeners, and we got some of our old listeners that are just here. They waiting to hear what you got to say on the topic, man. I know I talked about quite a bit, but we're going to give you the floor, Joshua, to share whatever you like to share, to rebut whatever you want to rebut or create dialogue around whatever concerning our today's topic, which is change. What say you on the topic?
Definitely, man. Well, first off, I appreciate you for giving me the floor. I want to first say this. Relationships, let's start there. Relationships are meant on and built on truth and honesty. I tell a lot of fellas, especially when I do a lot of single conferences, is this here. If you can't be yourself to the lady, then don't go confronting her. Don't go and introduce yourself if you're not going to be yourself.
Right.
And vice versa to the ladies. If you're not going to be the person that you are to the guy when you meet him, don't even introduce yourself. You're wasting your time. You have to be able to be up front. If my comfort zone is my comfort zone, and if I really want to be with you, guess what? If I'm digging you so much, I'm inviting you into my comfort zone because you already invited. Once I come up to you and say, hi, my name is Joshua. Because at that point, I'm now giving you access to know everything about me. Usually when I talk to a young lady, I make sure that I tell them I'm an open book. Ask the question that you want to ask. Don't hold back, because when you hold back, you limit yourself from starting a true relationship. Fellas, a lot of times we sleep on this because we're so accustomed to what we see on TV, the books that we read, and not dogging out Steve Harvey, but you got to have your own set of rules. You got to know how it is and who you are. You cannot portray your life off of a book or a movie. I have a friend now that's dating somebody, and she really thinks he's really, really great, and the only problem is there's a red flag that keeps coming up. There's a red flag. They've never been to each other's home. They've never even met each other's best friends. There's a problem there. I need you to introduce me to your world, because I'm going to introduce you to my world. You said something earlier as well, Kentman, about how there has to be dialogue. I think that's something you said at the beginning. There needs to be a dialogue. There needs to be an understanding. Too many times we perpetrate ourselves. When do we begin to say, I'm an open book? This is me. Can a woman's love change a man? Yes, definitely. Because if you that ride or die, if you that lady that he's been looking for, if you that lady that prays for him, if you that lady that cooks for him, if you that lady that gives him a benefit of doubt, if a text message come up on Facebook, you sit down and you have a talk with him. You don't nag him, but you have a talk with him, because nagging will draw a guy to leave a relationship. So, yes, a woman's love can keep a man and make him change. Now, on that same perspective, can a man's love keep a woman? Can a man's change keep a lady? Are you sure you want that change? Because they're in some relationships, people are comfortable with the old and not comfortable with the new. I know it's weird, but it's true. So I believe that if you're going to be yourself, if you're going to be the man that you are, you got to make sure that you're being true to who you are. Don't change because, she wants me to wear a suit and I really just like to wear T-shirts and jeans. Sometimes you got to dress up, but don't change your whole personality just to appear to somebody. Make sure you're true to yourself. I'm always going to be true to whoever I'm talking to. She's going to know I'm being true to myself, but yeah, I'm going to respect her and I'm going to show her I'm changing. But I'm not necessarily changing if I'm a computer system. I upgrade.
Well, let me go to Facebook, Joshua. You made some super good points that we're going to touch on, man. I got somebody that got a question for you, man. I got a guy. This guy says, Joshua, I understand where you're coming from about being yourself up front, but there are so many women out here that are not themselves up front. So what will give a guy an incentive to be himself when the woman is not even being herself? Wow. What do you say to that, man?
The man is the leader. So if you can't be yourself first, show her to be yourself 24/7, because then that's going to have to bring her to two things that are going to happen. Either she's going to have to confront herself, or she's going to have to confront you. Now, if she confronts herself, she's going to have to realize, I got to really show them that I'm really me. Let me show them my real me. And if she has to confront herself to you, then that simply means that she needs to tell you, listen, we need to start from the beginning. Because I want to know, if you're going to marry me, I need you to know me. If you're going to be my man, I need you to know me. If you're going to be my girl, I need you to know me. Those have to be the discussions that need to happen. So sooner or later, somebody's going to hit the brick wall and truth will come. As they say, I was done in dark, will come to light.
All right, man. That's a very good point. So just to also piggyback, man, it has to be about you being in your comfort zone, because at the end of the day, women more so are 100% about behaviors. If you bring great behaviors to a relationship with a woman, you know, there's a high chance that you can get that woman. But what you have to understand as a man is that if you're not being yourself up front, the only risk you're going to run is that you're going to grow to like someone not from your comfort zone. So when you revert to your comfort zone, she's obviously going to have something to say about it, because it's like you'll be introducing her to somebody new because you weren't being yourself up front. And she will ask you to change, and that's where the frustration comes in, because I hear a lot of guys say, "Josh, man, she want to change me. She don't want me to be me." And I'm like, well, you know what? I can almost guarantee you that's the case, because you didn't present yourself as yourself from the beginning.
Definitely. So there has to be there's a wake up effect that happens, Kenneth. And if I can, I want to share three things with people that I hope that they write down. I share this every time when I'm either doing a singles conference or when I'm invited to a women's conference to speak. I always tell them, the first thing is, are you true to yourself? That's the first thing. Ask yourself that every day. Am I being true to myself? Secondly, am I prepared to bring somebody else into my mess up? Mm-hmm. And third and finally, do I think I can handle they mess up? I blow a lot of females' minds when I say this. I say, if you have to love God first, love yourself second. Love, if you got kids, they need to be in that same realm as the second thing. And then on third, you have to show me that you can love me.
You got to be able to do that. Those are three valuable points, man, that I'm going to make sure that we touch on when we come back after these messages. Yeah. I just got to play a little bit of music to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. But when we come back, we got keeping it real letter. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, Josh, and I want you to speak. I need you to help me tonight on the keeping it real letters. We got two of them, man. Two letters we're going to read. Well, we're going to pretty much talk on them, as well as we're going to take some more callers if you want to call in, 646-595-4038. Or if you want to just continue to hit us on the inbox, because I see everybody hitting me up. Y'all just give us a little second. We're going to get with you in just a moment. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and we'll be back. Dollhouse Radio. Let's get it.
Tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and give this to the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
Tonight.
Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back. It's time for that famous Keeping It Real letter that you find only here on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Now, we got two of them, so I'm going to be quick as I can. Now, one of them I actually shared on Facebook. Someone actually forwarded it to me, and I looked at it, and I said, you know what, this will be cool. All right, there's no name, there's no state, so here, this is what it says. Hi, I need help. I'm very confused. I've been dating this guy for 4 years, and he has been, I'm sorry, and he has, I guess it's a typo, he has been very good to me. He did a lot for me in the beginning of our relationship by teaching me how to cook when we first started dating. We waited 3.5 years before we started having sex. I recently found out that he has been cheating on me with one of his neighbors. Although I am hurt emotionally and do not wish to get back in the relationship, I can't stop thinking about the good times we had and good and how good he has been to me. Typo. What should I do? Is there any way it will work if I forgive him? I really feel like it was an immature move for him to do that. I would really like it if he could change. So that's the reason why I actually chose that one. So let's talk about it. I got my man Joshua with me. We're going to jump in on it. I'm going to start by saying this to the letter, and you guys on Facebook, hit me up on the inbox if you want to respond. I see some of you guys hitting, poking. You know, these are some of the situations that we do get in, right? So she says that they've been in this long-term relationship, so she really feels like, she says she don't want to get back with him, but if she forgave him, is there a way that she could actually make it work? So it sounds like to me, in a nutshell, you want to get back with him. You want to actually get back with the guy. You have to admit that first, right? And you also have to look at your entire situation and decide what are some variables that happened in the relationship that made it, that you think made it go in that direction. Number two is, at the end of the day, is this so awful that you really don't want to, that it can make you not want to deal with someone that you really want to deal with? You want to. You're confused, right? That's what your letter is saying. So I think at the end of the day, you got to take society. You got to take what other people think. You got to take all of that out of the equation, because all of that means nothing. None of what we say means nothing. I'm just going to tell you the truth about the situation, and we're going to allow you to make the decision on it. But none of us, none of what we have to say means nothing. It's all about what you're willing to deal with, what you want to deal with, what's going to make you happy, what's going to clear the confusion, and what's going to help you keep going forward. At the end of the day, that's keeping it real with you, baby. Now, I'm going to let, hey, Josh, when you got the floor, man, what would you say to this young lady?
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with you, Doc. She's waiting for somebody to wake her up. She's waiting for somebody to say to her, no, don't go, no, don't do this. She's definitely confused, but she's waiting for that sensible person to say, you don't need this. It once again goes back to what I said earlier. If you can't be up front, don't even try to talk. Just keep moving. And so she's hoping for this fairy tale of fixing it and working. And I'm a firm believer in praying and saying, oh, fix it, Lord, fix it. But listen, it takes one sign for me. If you haven't been honest with me and you're doing something behind my back and I find out about it and you have not tried to come to me to fix it, because I didn't hear her letter that he's been trying to get back with her. No, she's just thinking, nobody wants me. Maybe I can just go ahead and just be with him. No, keep it moving, baby girl. He ain't worth it.
All right, and you know what? That's what a lot of people might say, but the reason why I went there and the reason why I would disagree is because one of the first things that you say that you always tell people, you say you got to be true to you. And the funny part about this is in this letter, moving on is not what she really wants to do. If she's waiting for someone to tell her, look, like you just said, you need to keep it moving because of the fact that that did happen, she will make that decision based off of what someone else says. I really feel like it's going to be time to move on, Joshua, when she decides that that's what it is, and she won't even have to write a letter. And the only way she can do that, she gotta face that which she wants. She want that. So go back to him. And then at that point, you continue to be with him. Time will decide if he continues to do it, or if you can live with it, if you can't live with it, then at that time the decision will be easy for you to make. But now that little space of uncertainty that's going on right now, it's gonna always be there if she tries to move on without him. What do you think?
I guess I'm about to agree with you on that. That is true. Maybe she needs to get that. She needs to get some things in order, and you're right. But there has to be conversation there, and he has to be 100 with her too. He has to be 100. But I'm gonna ask this: if she could write you a letter, if she's listening tonight, I need you to write a letter back and tell us what happens, because I'm pretty interested in what happens.
Hey, I would love to hear it too. So if you're listening, make sure you hit us up and let us know what was the outcome, because at the end of the day, sweetie, we want you to make your own decision. We're just going to give you the truth about the matter, because the Kenny Talk Experience, one of the things that we always say, there is no wrong, there is no right, there's only what you accept. What you deal with, what goes on in your home, if you're happy with it, then we're going to be happy with it. We have no right to be sad about it or upset about it. All right. Now, I know I said I was going to read a second one. Now, this second one is going to be, this is interesting. This one is going to be around, now, this young lady here is writing in from Houston, Texas. Big old Houston, Texas. She says, I got this one because, I mean, this is interesting. So, Josh, we'll check this one out. She says, she's at the point where she had to break off a relationship recently. She says that a lot of the things that this person was doing to her, it hurt her deeply. She says, I don't have to get specific because this is what she's saying. I know you hear a lot of cheating stories, beating stories, and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, all of that's irrelevant. The point is, this guy did things to me that I wouldn't dare do to him. He said things to me that I wouldn't dare say to him. I know he loves me, but I feel like it's a selfish love. I don't feel like he loves me for who I am, and he loves me enough to see me happy. Because the behaviors that he was doing, the things that he were doing, he know they made me unhappy because I verbalized it. So at this particular point, I would love to be able to make it work with this person. But what would you say about people who do things to you that you clearly wouldn't do to them? Keep it real. Okay. I can feel where she's coming from. And this is a point that I actually had made before. I made this point before, Houston. You go back to some of our older shows. It's like you said that he's doing things to you that you wouldn't dare do to him. So you're expecting him to change or stop doing something that he does. You weren't specific, and that's okay. Stop doing something that he does, which I'm sure it has to be in his comfort zone, because we wouldn't go out of our way, outside of our comfort zone, outside of what we really want to be doing, to hurt you. A lot of the things that you're saying this person is doing that's hurting you, if they continuously and they always do it, then they're not going outside of their comfort zone to do it. This is something that they do, right? But you have to understand, Houston, that just because it's something that you wouldn't do to him, that's not grounds for change. The only thing that brings change, sweetie, is dissatisfaction with results, or dissatisfaction from what you see, or dissatisfaction for how you feel. Basically, if I decide to go out to the strip club every single day of the week and my woman doesn't want me to be there, something has to happen in that strip club, or something has to happen while I'm doing what I'm doing in my comfort zone that makes me dislike it. Dislike not the strip club, but dislike how I feel, dislike what I see, dislike how it impacts my life. Then that's going to have to make me, that's something like that has to happen in order to make me stop going to the strip club. So to stop those behaviors, the only thing that's going to make that person stop is dissatisfaction. That's what brings about change. So that's going to be a little bit of truth about your situation. Joshua, you got the floor, man.
Man, I'm just playing back the letter in my head. I must applaud her for realizing it's time to go. You got to go. I'm not going to sit around. I'm not going to just let you keep treating me this way. I haven't treated you this way. And if you can't respect who I am, then I'm bouncing. So all I got to say is I really appreciate her for listening to her insight. And she didn't have to get her own girls together and all this. And look, I got to go. If you're going to respect me, respect me. But if you're not going to respect me, I'm bouncing.
That's a very good point. Very good point. A lot of times you have to make that decision. It looks like she made it. It looks like she wants to keep it moving. Then you know what? More power to you at the end of the day. But to help you out, Houston, going into your next relationship, understand what I was just saying. Change only happens with dissatisfaction. If you are in a relationship and you are expecting someone to change a behavior because it makes you unhappy or it makes you sad, if they change, and Joshua, I want to hear your take on this. If your man changes to make you happy, there's only a matter of time that he's going to revert back to doing what he was doing. Because change have to come within. Change have to come when that person is dissatisfied with results or outcomes or the way it makes him feel as far as what he's doing. If that doesn't happen, if I stop doing something cold turkey because you tell me it makes you feel good when I don't, believe me, give it time, I'm going to be doing it again. What say you, Joshua?
I don't know about that. I believe that people can truly just change. However, just like there are some people that go to their old spots, their old places, and revert back to themselves, there's something that causes a click that makes you go back to your old ways or your old style. And then there's something that really changes you for the good, that really says, hey, I'm going to stay focused, I'm staying on this road. But I have a lot of female friends, man, that be like, hey, you know, Josh, you're such a good guy. You're such a good. But it takes that one female that can do something that next thing you know, everybody say, oh, you just a dog. You just this. So I really believe that there's something there that makes that happen. But I truly believe if you change, you could stay that way. I really do believe that.
Okay. A lot of people do make that change, and a lot of people do stay that way. But I think that thing that you're speaking about, Joshua, that click, I think that click is you reverting back to who you are comfortably. Because I feel like if you make that change and you're on the straight and narrow with this change, I can assure you that if you did it for someone else and then do it for yourself, there is going to be a high percentage of a chance that you're going to go back into your comfort zone as far as doing things the way you do. So I think that's what that click is.
But, you know, you got to also look at it this way, that if you're changing, that must mean you really care about that person. That must mean that you really want that person to be in your life. That must mean you really want this person to stay a part of you. So I truly believe if you're changing really for yourself at the end of the day, because this person does good for you. This person keeps you on the right track. This person keeps you to remain humble. This person is someone that makes you laugh. That reminds you to stay on your game. So, yeah.
Yep. I mean, and that's a good perspective, because you're right. At the end of the day, you are changing for yourself if you change for a person that makes you happy. Wow. Definitely. You are actually changing for yourself if you're changing for a person that actually makes you happy. But the problem is, when you talk about behaviors, when you talk about habits, when you talk about people doing things in their comfort zone, changing cold turkey is not going to be an option. Change has to gradually happen. It has to start with you wanting to change. Now, the topic of the show, and for those that are just joining us, Dollhouse Radio, You're listening to the Kenny Talk Experience, and we're discussing and the woman that a man loves make him change if he love her. I got some people that actually made a statement, I mean, that spoke on it and said, absolutely. Let me go back to Facebook. They're saying, if a man really loves a woman, then she does have the power to make him change. He should change. All right. But see, if love is what makes you want to change, understand that love don't happen overnight. So the change or the cause of love is not going to happen overnight. We got to be patient with people in their comfort zone. So for the most part, fellas, bring your comfort zone to the table. Because if you don't bring your comfort zone to the table, when you expose your lover to your comfort zone, they're going to be asking you to change it because they're unfamiliar with it. You know what I'm saying, Joshua?
Yeah, but that's the point of you bringing that up to them. That's why I said to you earlier, if you can't be yourself at the beginning, don't even try to talk. So they won't change you if you choose to be yourself up front. Because there's some things that they need to show you from their up front. Now, if you both are fronting it and faking it, then, hey, you know, sooner or later, you're going to hit the wall.
That's, yeah. Very, very awesome point. Very awesome point. Everybody, when it comes to women wanting a man to change, there are a lot of women out there that are in relationships that are, that want their man to change, right? There are a lot of women that want to get in relationships with people, but they won't because they are expecting that change up front. I need y'all to understand that when you put that expectation out there, when you put out an expectation for a person to meet when they are not in their comfort zone, or meeting that expectation is going to take them outside of their comfort zone, you have to admit that that's applying pressure. If you tell somebody, well, if you love me, you will change for me, you are applying pressure. And when you apply pressure, what happens? Pressure busts a pipe. That's what they say. We don't know how people react to pressure. You know, everybody reacts to pressure in a different way. That's something that I wanted to share with you guys tonight. Thank you guys for listening. This is a pretty eye-opening show. We got to give love to my man Joshua for dropping some jewels on us tonight. I love it,
man.
And
this is what I do for a living, man.
Say what?
This is what I do for a living, man. I love going to singles conferences. I love talking to people that are really looking to build a real relationship.
Hey, I love it, man. For those out there that don't know, Kenny Talk DeMoss, he is a published author. There's a book out there right now, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together, on Amazon, on BooksAMillion.com, on BarnesandNoble.com. If you haven't got it yet, it's a great little read. Go ahead and grab it now because it's an introduction to an awesome philosophy. It's philosophy that I call relationship truth. We're going to jump right in. Let's everybody thank Joshua for joining us. Hey, Joshua, I'm going to put you on hold real quick, man. I want you to hear this, man. I got a little something I want to drop that I dropped. It's called The Final Thought. Now, I dropped The Final Thought. It's a little bit of spoken word that I drop on all the ladies. It kind of sums up the topic of discussion, touches on some key points, and it rhymes, and it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Y'all want to hear it? Here you go. Salute to my man Joshua for joining us. It's now time for the final thought. Now I write these final thoughts every single week, y'all. I want y'all to feel me with all 10 fingers. Dollhouse Radio, salute to all of the hosts. Check it out. Many women say they still believe in love at first sight. Many women say they honestly don't. Many women view a man they meet as only a foundation for them to mold him and build him and train him how they want. Many women will tell you their relationships are about compromise. Many women disagree when it's beneath what they expect. Many women feel that compromising with the flaws of a man today is equivalent to settling for less. Now, many women want to be the reason that their lover behaves as expected. They say, if he loved me, then you wouldn't do the things you do. You wouldn't do what you do. Well, you wouldn't do what you were doing prior to meeting me or prior to me coming to your life, because there are things you're doing she wouldn't do to you. Now, a lot of people initiate change due to how we feel about each other. We don't want our actions to put you through hurt and pain. But those who make changes for this reason fail to see that in due time, you will revert back to doing the same. Now listen, we all want to believe that people change because of us. We all want to have someone adjust their behaviors to make us happy. It's the ultimate show of love, respect, right? Jamie Foxx even made the song, You Change Me. You change me, baby. And he went and got none other than a guy that every woman finds attractive and would love to tame. The thing about You Change Me, Chris Brown. Now, I want to go ahead and let you know it's some fantasy world type of thing. It is a fantasy thing. And it's something slick to say to make you feel real good about you. But I want to bring you the relationship truth tonight. If a person does not really change because they're dissatisfied with the results that they're getting, because they're dissatisfied with how what they're doing or how they live makes them feel, then it's only a matter of time to where those behaviors are going to come back up. And that's just what it is. We have to be happy with the results. We have to be happy with what we see. We have to be happy with how we feel. That's what makes you change. If a woman look in the mirror and dislike having long hair, she gonna go. And that's what I'm gonna say, everybody. Wednesday nights, next week, I don't think we're gonna do the show, man, because I'm gonna be traveling. Denver, Colorado, get ready. The Kenny Talk Experience is gonna be in Denver, Colorado. And you know what I might do? I might try to do the show live from Denver, but I'll let y'all know. Add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk, Kenneth DeMoss. Kenneth Kenny Talk the most. Instagram at Kenny Talk _. Twitter at Kenny Talk EXP. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Salute to Joshua for helping me out tonight. Salute to all the fellas that wrote in. Sorry we didn't get to all your responses. To all the ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Have a blast. Make the right decisions for yourself. We out.